WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Jonathan Demme's 1986 film Something Wild played with the light and the dark sides of human nature. Film critic Stephen Schiff says that movie hinted at Demme's capability to make a top-rate thriller. And Stephen says Demme has succeeded with Silence of the Lambs.
In the months since I first saw The Silence of the Lambs, I've been puzzling over something. It's jolting, this movie, certainly the most gripping thriller in years, but none of that explains the peculiar pleasure it provides. Why does a movie this nightmarish also feel beguiling, even comforting? The sensation you may still have weeks after seeing it is like the sensation every child has recalling a favorite dark fairy tale. The sensation of fear and wonderment, and finally of healing, that keeps generation upon generation coming back to, say, The Wizard of Oz or Pinocchio. The Silence of the Lambs is a terrifying, magnificent fairy tale for grown-ups. It's a perfectly structured myth, only this time the hero is a heroine, FBI trainee Clarice Starling, played by Jodie Foster in her best performance yet. She's brought in by her mentor, an FBI honcho played by Scott Glenn, because the FBI is stumped about a certain serial killer. They call him Buffalo Bill. He likes to kill plumpish young women and then skin them. As the FBI sees it, only one man can provide a clue, Dr. Hannibal Lecter, the evil psychiatrist who has become the most fearsome serial killer ever. His particular predilections have given him the nickname Hannibal the Cannibal. Clarice's assignment is to go interview Lecter in his plexiglass cell at a top-security psychiatric facility, interview him, win his confidence, and get him to help the feds figure out who Buffalo Bill is before he kills again. This premise doesn't hold much water, really, but none of that matters as Clarice begins her quest and comes face-to-face with the most entrancing and seductive image of evil in recent memory, Anthony Hopkins' portrayal of Hannibal Lecter.
I'll help you catch him, Clarice.
You know who he is, don't you? Tell me who decapitated your patient, Doctor.
All good things to those who wait. I've waited, Clarice, but how long can you and old Jackie boy wait? Our little Billy must already be searching for that next special lady.
That melodic purr Hopkins uses makes every line sound oddly bewitching. And Foster counterpoints it with her no-nonsense West Virginia accent. Their scenes together create a weirdly delicious music. Hopkins makes his eyes at once opaque and penetrating, like the lens of a camera. He's a sort of satanic Sherlock Holmes who can sniff the air and tell you what perfume you wore yesterday, and go from there to a complete analysis of who you are and where your weaknesses lie. And yet, what draws him to Clarice is the spectacle of her goodness. She isn't saintly or prudish, but she is a genuine hero, like all the genuine mythic heroes since storytelling began. She's on a dangerous quest. She has a dragon to hunt and slay. She needs the wisdom of a frightening advisor like Lecter. And above all, she knows that in finding the dragon, she will find herself. The climactic scene in which she encounters the monstrous Buffalo Bill in his lair is literally about Clarice's attempt to penetrate the darkness, and Foster's subtle, clear-eyed performance is incredibly moving. The Silence of the Lambs is, I think, a profound movie, but I don't want to make it sound heavy. It's also a crackerjack piece of thriller-making. Demme feels free to put you inside Clarice's head one moment and then to sweep you into Buffalo Bill's ghastly world the next. And he makes all the small behavioral and cultural details feel so true that when he wants to go hog wild and put Lecter in a gigantic birdcage or in some gothic restraining mask, we still believe every moment. And don't be put off by the prospect of a scary movie. The Silence of the Lambs is disturbing, but it's never cheap. It never jumps at you from the shadows, and it never grosses you out. Demme has done something extraordinary for a suspense director. He's gone past mere terror to achieve the sublime.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.